We continue our conversation about the climate change conference in Copenhagen. Some 34,000 people have sought credentials to the conference, including environmental activists from around the world. We wanted to meet one of them, so we are joined now from Copenhagen by Carrie Fulton. She's the Youth Campaign Coordinator for the Environmental Justice and Climate Change Initiative. Carrie will be working with minority youths from across the U.S. who are present at the conference. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting us to speak with you.
So what do you hope to accomplish in Copenhagen? Why did you want to go?
Well, I wanted to go to the COP15 because I think it's really important for our communities, communities of color in the United States, to have a voice in this international conversation, and that we are connecting with international delegates and international NGOs so that they know about what's going on in our communities and so that we have a better understanding of what's going on in their countries and how we can mutually support one another to reaching a more sustainable global world.
What specific voice do you hope to have there at this conference, specifically as a young American of color and representing other young Americans of color? Because, as of course you know, this issue has not always been seen as one that resonates in minority communities. So what message are you hoping to get across, and what are you hoping to learn?
Well, I think the biggest message that we want to express is that for communities of color in the United States, we will be hit first and worst by climate change at the same rate as communities around the world from developing nations and other places. And we also want to show that we have a unique way of looking at this green economy, and we feel more connected sometimes to the developing nations because of our concerns over this environment. And oftentimes, our perspective on it is not highlighted because a lot of times you have larger mainstream groups that don't represent our communities, that don't live in our communities, so they can't speak for us. So the main thing is that we want to highlight the voices from people who live in frontline climate justice communities here in the United States.
And very briefly, if I may, how did you get interested in these issues? I know you went to Howard.
Yep.
So how did you get interested in being green?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me as a young person while I was at Howard was having the opportunity to go to help out after Hurricane Katrina and being able to see that blatant connection between environmental and social justice issues. And so for me as a young person, I'd worked on campaigns around renewable energy, around human rights, around education rights, but it wasn't until I was standing in the Ninth Ward of New Orleans and seeing people's houses on top of other people's houses and seeing how our environment can create and exponentially expand our social justice issues that I really started to feel deeply connected to our environment and this need for a more sustainable reality.
That was Carrie Fulton. She is the Youth Campaign Coordinator for the Environmental Justice and Climate Change Initiative. She joined us from Copenhagen. Thank you so much for speaking with us, and good luck throughout the week.
Thank you. Have a good day.